Part 4. Listen and look. There is one example. Which sport is David going to play?
David's going to have a busy weekend. He's got to play in a sports match.
What is it this time? Soccer?
Volleyball. That's his favorite sport now, and he's good at it.
So he enjoys that more than ice hockey, too?
Yes.
Can you see the tick? Now you listen and tick the box. 1. Where will the match be?
Where will the match be? At the sports center?
That's right. He isn't happy about that. He wanted to play at the stadium.
Well, perhaps he will in the future. He might be famous then.
Well, we should go and watch. It isn't very far from his school.
2. How will David get to the match?
Is the team going to travel to the match on the school bus?
No. I told the teacher that we can give David and two of his friends a lift.
Fine. That's easier than going by train.
All right.
3. What time will the match begin?
What time should we arrive?
We should get there before 2:30. The game will start then.
So, 2:00?
Yes. Or 2:15. He'll only need 5 minutes to change into his sports clothes.
Okay. Well, I hope there won't be too much traffic on the roads.
4. Who asked David to play in the match?
So, who asked David to play? Was it his sports teacher?
Mrs. Green? No. It was Harry's father, actually.
Oh. Is Harry one of the boys in the team?
That's right.
5. How is David feeling now?
Where is David now? I'd like to talk to him. Is he worried about the game?
No, he isn't. He was feeling really tired, but he isn't now. He's repairing his skateboard outside.
Oh, yes. Why does he look so angry?
I think he needs another new wheel, and he hasn't got any money.
No problem. I'll take him to the sports shop after lunch and get him one.
Great.
Now listen to part 4 again. 1. Where will the match be?
Where will the match be? At the sports center?
That's right. He isn't happy about that. He wanted to play at the stadium.
Well, perhaps he will in the future. He might be famous then.
Well, we should go and watch. It isn't very far from his school.
2. How will David get to the match?
Is the team going to travel to the match on the school bus?
No. I told the teacher that we can give David and two of his friends a lift.
Fine. That's easier than going by train.
All right.
3. What time will the match begin?
What time should we arrive?
We should get there before 2:30. The game will start then.
So, 2:00?
Yes. Or 2:15. He'll only need 5 minutes to change into his sports clothes.
Okay. Well, I hope there won't be too much traffic on the roads.
4. Who asked David to play in the match?
So, who asked David to play? Was it his sports teacher?
Mrs. Green? No. It was Harry's father, actually.
Oh. Is Harry one of the boys in the team?
That's right.
5. How is David feeling now?
Where is David now? I'd like to talk to him. Is he worried about the game?
No, he isn't. He was feeling really tired, but he isn't now. He's repairing his skateboard outside.
Oh, yes. Why does he look so angry?
I think he needs another new wheel, and he hasn't got any money.
No problem. I'll take him to the sports shop after lunch and get him one.
Great.
That is the end of part 4.